President Bush has for the first time put a price tag on the cost of the reconstruction of Iraq. In a primetime speech last night, the president said he will ask Congress for another $87 billion over the next year, saying the U.S. will spend what it takes to achieve its goals. The president also asked for more international help in Iraq, but he made it clear he did not plan to relinquish U.S. control there. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This was an important speech for the president, coming 4 days before the nation marks the second anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, but also at a time when the difficulties the U.S. is now facing in Iraq have prompted strong criticism of the president's policies from Democrats, from some in his own party on Capitol Hill, and from some families of military personnel deployed in Iraq. As he stood at a lectern in the White House cabinet room, Mr. Bush reminded the public of why he went to war in Iraq in the first place, putting it in the context of the broader war against terrorism.
Since America put out the fires of September the 11th and mourned our dead and went to war, history has taken a different turn. We have carried the fight to the enemy. We are rolling back the terrorist threat to civilization, not on the fringes of its influence, but at the heart of its power.
The president cited the accomplishments so far in fighting terrorism, the fall of the Taliban in Afghanistan, the capture or killing of what he described as the majority of al-Qaeda's known leaders. Mr. Bush did not mention Osama bin Laden, who remains the target of an international manhunt, but he spoke of the removal of Saddam Hussein from power and said success has also brought renewed resistance, citing the terrorist bombing at the United Nations office in Baghdad and other recent attacks.
The terrorists have a strategic goal. They want us to leave Iraq before our work is done. They want to shake the will of the civilized world. In the past, the terrorists have cited the examples of Beirut and Somalia, claiming that if you inflict harm on Americans, we will run from a challenge. In this, they are mistaken.
The president said that Iraq is now the central front in the war on terrorism. He said winning will take time and sacrifice.
Yet we will do what is necessary. We will spend what is necessary to achieve this essential victory in the war on terror, to promote freedom, and to make our own nation more secure.
He then made a case for greater international involvement in Iraq. For months, the administration has said it would not go to the United Nations for help. Now the president is doing just that, asking the UN to share more of the burden, saying that it too has a big stake in the success of the effort to bring stability to the country.
I recognize that not all our friends agreed with our decision to enforce the Security Council resolutions and remove Saddam Hussein from power. Yet we cannot let past differences interfere with present duties.
The $87 billion the president will ask Congress for is nearly 50% more than a figure that was floated on Capitol Hill last week. The president says the money will be used in Iraq, but also Afghanistan and elsewhere. Some Democrats in Congress reacted last night, saying they'll need more details from the White House as to how that money would be spent. That's the kind of information this administration has been reluctant to share so far. Finally, the president last night addressed the members of the U.S. military and their families, many of whom are worried about the dangers to troops associated with the U.S. occupation of Iraq.
We are grateful for their skill and courage and for their acts of decency, which have shown America's character to the world. We honor the sacrifice of their families, and we mourn every American who has died so bravely, so far from home.
And while the president offered his admiration for the troops, he made it clear their assignment in Iraq is far from over. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.